I am the first priest at the new parish where I live that has not had a dog. So naturally, this question comes up quite a bit. Are you going to get a dog? I think back to my last parish, where when I showed up, I had a cactus in my office, and by the end of my time there, the cactus had died. I figure, if I wasn't able to devote enough time to the cactus to keep it alive, probably not time to start caring for a dog. But this image to me comes to mind of this problem that often comes up, that we see so many things that need to be done, so many important things to care for, and we say, how do we do it? How do we keep track of everything? With different problems that arise, we wonder, am I responsible? Should I be doing something? Should I not? How do we look at that? The image that's in the gospel today is of a vineyard. And I think this can be a helpful one for us. That it talks about a landowner going out and hiring people to work in his vineyard. He hires someone in the morning, in the afternoon, all throughout the day, even to the last hour of work. And that for us, the vineyard, of course, represents the world. It represents the entirety of kind of what needs to be done, what needs to be cared for. That without someone there to care for it, the vines won't flourish. They'll be more and more disordered. Things will grow. Things will die. Things won't be the way that they should be. That the workers in the vineyards are the ones that keep that right order, that make it fruitful, that make it as it should be. For us, this image that's given to us can kind of help us to break down all those different needs we see. That the worker in the vineyard isn't set there to care for every aspect of it, but for that place where they are. So we can begin by looking at those responsibilities that are close at hand, in our own family, our own work, our own vocation, to begin there, and then to seek to discern and expand as we're able from there, to know that, unfortunately, we're not able to address every need that we see, but that we can address some of them, and to seek to do the things that we can, to seek in our prayer to lift up all those other workers, and to seek then to be open to those promptings when we are called, when something comes across our path in some way, to step forward. And when we do that in that spirit of discernment, of prayer, of conversation with others, then we can be confident that we are doing the will of God. And that for us, this work for us is something blessed. That's another thing that's maybe difficult at times, is this sense of being overwhelmed of how can we do anything, this almost paralysis that sets in, or this retreat into our own comfort, our own concerns, our own little world. That when we have this kind of healthy openness to what the Lord gives us, this healthy discernment about what is outside of that sphere, then we can also ask for that grace to really do the best we can with what we have, to really take care of that portion that we do have, to seek, even if we don't have a massive quantity, but to have great quality in what we do, in what we can, to seek as much as we're able. And even then, we still at times may feel overwhelmed, but to seek to really embrace that as much as we can. And then when we have that spirit of embracing it, we might look at this parable and be frustrated to say, how come these servants who gets hired at the end of the day gets the same pay as the person that's been there the whole time? That we begin to be jealous or envious or angry or bitter about our lot. But instead to say, on the one hand, thank the Lord that we've been able to be there. But on the second hand, to say, are we really that first wave? In my own life, when I look at this parable, I'm tempted to be frustrated about those ones who come later. But really, have I been there from that first call that the Lord gave me? I recognize that I'm somewhere probably down the line, that I'm one of those people that thankfully the Lord continued to call, and at some point I did respond. And I thank the Lord for the mercy. So rather than focusing on this parable as one where it's not fair, to focus on it as for most of us as one where we are thankful for the mercy of that landowner who didn't let us go after that first call but kept calling us. And I'm very thankful that I responded when I did, that I didn't put off and delay that response until later. Not to be bitter that I didn't try and wait till the end, but to be thankful that I've been able to be a part of this work of the gospel, again, of caring for the vineyard, of keeping that right order, of untangling the knots, of seeking to build and to grow and to bear fruit, to be thankful for him. We've been given a place in the vineyard, as we're called by the Lord. We ask, what is that? What is that place, those most core responsibilities that we have, our relationship with God, family, vocation, work, whatever it may be? How can we care for it such a way that we may untangle knots, that we may put things in right order, that it may bear much fruit?